Celebrate your eyes for reading these words, or your ears if someone read it to you. Can you imagine the way the poet might have looked at the painting? Do you think she saw the painting and wrote the poem in the wintertime or on a spring day? Do you think she saw the painting early in the morning or late at night? Do you think she was hungry or full when she saw the painting? What does this poem mean to you? There's no right or wrong answers. What would the poem be if it were an article of clothing? Would it be a pair of overalls? Winter gloves? A summer scarf? A pair of swimming goggles? A bow tie? A pair of cashmere socks with holes in the heels? What would it be if it were an article of clothing? Now, imagine I handed you a lump of clay. What would this poem call to you to create? Can you see a piece of pottery in your head? Is it rough or smooth? Bulky or light? What color is it? What is the pottery that you create used for? A warm drink, perhaps? A baked item? A stash for a hidden treasure? How would you form the pottery with your hands? How would you express the essence of this poem as a piece of pottery? When you're done designing your piece of pottery in your head, head out of the bookstore and back across the street to 104 Main Street to Benjamin Mayer's Ceramics to find out what Ben created when he was given the same task. Look for our sticker on his wall inside the store and don't forget to look inside his creation. Your date continues on stop 5.